Dr. Bud Pierce treats cancer patients in Salem. In more than 30 years in practice, he's never been sued, still.
Anytime I receive any kind of mailing from a law office or something, I'm always wondering, wow, is there a case that's going to come up against me? Every practicing doctor fears that.
Pierce is head of the Oregon Medical Association, or OMA. He helped negotiate the deal sought by Oregon Governor Don Kitzhaber. It's part of the Democrats' efforts to rein in the cost of health care. Here's the key change. Pierce says the agreement makes it possible for patients to sit down with their doctors for a candid conversation before anyone launches a lawsuit.
To try to solve it outside of the courtroom and resolve it, and if you need to have payments, make fair payments, and make the courtroom a rare experience for practicing physicians. Solve it other ways.
But some doctors wonder whether the new mediation process will simply make them more vulnerable to higher legal settlements. Pierce says that's not the case, but the vote of the OMA's board to go along with the agreement was contentious and close. One of those opposing the plan is a former OMA president. Dr. Monica Webby is a pediatric neurosurgeon in Portland. Neurosurgeons, along with obstetricians, have some of the highest rates of malpractice premiums in the medical profession, often topping six figures a year.
The problem with this proposal is that it's not tort reform. It does nothing to change or improve the current liability system that we have right now.
Webby says the proposal will do nothing to cut down on what's known as defensive medicine, unneeded medical tests ordered solely to prevent lawsuits. It also doesn't include a cap on liability damages. That's long been a goal of some in the medical community. Oregon voters narrowly defeated a cap like that about 10 years ago, and medical malpractice attorneys such as Salem's Jim Vick say it's still not needed.
I can't remember the last person that came in here who wanted to get rich.
Vick says the people he represents are victims who deserve serious compensation. He remembers a case of a pregnant woman who developed an enlarged heart. Her small-town Oregon doctor had apparently never heard of that condition.
He didn't diagnose it, and she died. And, of course, that's the kind of case they really can't defend, you know.
The woman's baby survived, and the family won a major settlement. But that's not typical. Vic says he has to turn down the vast majority of people who call his office wanting to sue a doctor. In some cases, he doesn't even think there was malpractice involved. But for many potential clients, the reality is, they just weren't injured enough.
We won't even take on a case that doesn't have $500,000 potential because it just doesn't pencil out. You can't spend those kinds of costs and take those kinds of risks without having a case that's going to produce, you know, at least $500,000 worth of revenue.
Vic says he hopes those rejected clients will benefit from the proposed medical liability changes in Oregon. Along with the governor's blessing, the deal does have bipartisan support. Republican State Senator Jeff Cruz says it will give injured patients the chance to hear directly from doctors without the glare of a pending legal case.
You know, in a lot of cases, I think just knowing what happened and why gives people a lot of comfort. So it isn't always about money. Sometimes it's just about knowing why something happened.
Cruz says he isn't giving up on the idea of imposing a cap on liability claims. He's introduced a separate measure to do just that. But he concedes it probably won't go anywhere. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.